You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. If you're raising kids these days, the conversation and the concern around technology, in particular, how much screen time is too much, it seems to be a constant topic of conversation and debate. I mean, at least it is in my house. That's where a new children's book called Sadie Sees Trouble comes into play. It's a way to help parents engage their kids in the conversation in an easy and understandable way. Joining me live today to talk more about the book and this topic is Linda Jarkey. She is a veteran educator, but she is also the co-author of this new book. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Gemma.
So, Linda, just tell me why you decided to write this book.
One day I was in a restaurant and I saw a family of three, a mother, father, and a child of about four, a little boy, who was trying to get his mother's attention, pulling on her sweater, mommy, 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 but her face was in her phone. So he wiggled out of his chair under the table to try to get up in his dad's lap. But his dad was also engaged in looking at the telephone. And it just kind of hurt my heart a little bit to see this kind of interaction. And after I retired from public education, the lady who was my counselor at the junior high where I was principal, we decided that we would like to write a series of articles or self-help things for parents based on our experiences and what we've seen. And this image sort of stuck in my head. And I was thinking about how to address this topic because it's a difficult one for people in homes because it often ends up in angry words or pouting and all of this other kind of thing. And one night, this story just came to me in a dream, the whole thing, the poem, the illustrations. And for once, I actually got up and wrote it down.
When you woke up, right?
Yeah, yes.
Okay, so talk to me about the book, because this is a great idea. So the book is called Sadie Sees Trouble, and Sadie is a dog. So the book is from Sadie's perspective.
Yes, it's a little poem in verse about Sadie, a shaggy yellow dog, whose life is turned upside down when little Penny, who's her best friend and constant companion, gets a tablet for her birthday, and suddenly all of her time and attention is focused on the tablet instead of on Sadie, the little dog. So she gets very sad and tries everything she knows to try to get Penny to pay attention to her again. And the book does have a happy ending, but it takes us through the reading to identifying different kinds of emotions that the kids feel and that their pets, not just the pets, but their parents and grandparents and maybe even their friends feel when suddenly they have the loss of this person who used to be focused on them and now has their focus on technology. I mean, we're not saying that technology is a bad thing. Technology is a really good thing. But this book points out how important it is to have a balance between technology and healthy living activities.
And why a children's book versus, you know, a self-help book for parents?
Well, because children's habits get formed very, very early. And that's why we did the story from the dog's point of view, because I think it's a softer way to deliver the message. And it's something that kids can relate to.
Well, and frankly, it is, if you are a parent and if your children has technology, it is a conversation that comes up all the time in your house.
Yes.
And what I thought was interesting about this book is that it's a way for parents, you know, or a caregiver to be able to talk to their child about this. And you put words in place that kids understand.
Yes.
So it kind of is a self-help book in a way for parents.
Well, we did a school visit yesterday at Collister Elementary and for first graders. And so we were able to see, you know, I ask a question, how many of you have pets? Almost every hand went up. Mm-hmm. How many of you know what a tablet is?
All the hands went up.
And so as I was reading the story to them, you could see that they related to what I was saying and to the situations at home.
I'm speaking with Linda Jarkey. She is a veteran educator and also the co-author of the book, Sadie Sees Trouble. It's about technology use in kids. So, Linda, you having been a veteran educator and from, I mean, being a teacher to a school administrator to an assistant professor, you've seen the gamut. So in this day and age, even though more and more educators are calling for reduced screen time, kids are using screens in school to learn. So how does all of that jive together, right? Because if they're using screens to learn in school, how then can we say, but you shouldn't have as much screen time?
Right. Well, you know, there's that expression now in education, BYD, bring your own device. So it's something that is used constantly, and we need to, because that's what they're going to face mm-hmm. in the working world. They need to be proficient on all types of devices. So I think it's up to individual parents at home to set up the kind of limits and rules and regulations that are just part of daily living, not only for the children, but also for the parents, because it's important for them to model good use of screen time. And there are so many guidelines out there from reputable institutions that have guidelines for how many mm-hmm. hours of screen time that should be allowed for each age. But it's screen-free meals, maybe have one day a week where you don't have anyone plugged in, and do family activities of another kind, or not checking the email while you're cooking, or texting when you're a passenger in the car, all kinds of things that can be set up to be mm-hmm. good examples for kids outside of school.
You know, it's interesting what you say about, you know, no screens at mealtime. It is hilarious because at my house, my kids are always like, can I have my screen at dinner? I'm like, no, no, you need to eat, because you don't focus on eating if you're doing that. And so these are conversations that happen in every household mm-hmm. where there are screens. So it sounds like, just from your experience then, is to put certain boundaries in place. It's not about taking it all away and that it's bad.
Right. But making having opportunities for children to earn screen time. Mm-hmm. You know, you do this many chores, however much time you spend on the chore, that's how much time you have for the screen time. Or making sure they get physical exercise.
Right.
And that's the other point that we make in the book, is that when we play with our pets, not only do the pets get exercise that they need, but we also get exercise that we need.
And that's a critical point
yes.
as well.
Yes.
And this is not just a one-off, right? You have plans for other Sadie books?
Yes, I have two more in the series right now that I'm working on. Different kinds of ways that Sadie helps kids learn something important.
So it's not just about the screen time.
No,
so the next
one
ones
on
will
bullying
have
bullying and one on diversity that I'm working on at this point.
And what is your hope for this book, for these series?
What I'm hoping is to get the books in hands of parents and children and schools, so that these positive messages for healthy living ideas can be shared with as many people as possible.
And it's interesting, I think, with screen time in particular, because it is such a controversial topic, because it ranges the gamut of people who have no boundaries with it and people who do not allow it at all. And there is judgment and there is shaming and it goes on and on. And, you know, when there's a book that comes out and it's about how parents can start that conversation with their kids.
It's about relationship
yeah.
and the importance of interpersonal relationships that you can only have with someone when you have eye contact, and that you can recognize emotions. And that's what some of the research says, is that kids who spend a lot of time, especially in early ages, before 3 years old or four, they have difficulty identifying real human emotions because they don't transfer the second two dimensions to three. And so there's a little phrase that's being tossed around, that toddlers need laps more than apps.
Isn't that the truth?
That is the truth. And yeah. that's basically, you know, what we're talking about here, is that you have people around you who miss you when you're not there.
Yeah. Is the book available now for people to purchase if they would like to?
Yes, it's available through Amazon, Barnes & Noble. It's on Apple Books and Google Books.
And then you're working on the next one.
Yes.
So that will be
hopefully within the next year.
Okay, because this is a process to write a book and all of that.
Yes, it takes about a year, I think, to get it into hands of the public. Yeah.
I want to thank you for coming in and talking about this today. The book is called Sadie Sees Trouble. It is a perspective from a dog about her favorite girl, Penny, getting a screen and how that all ensues. And it's a great way, I think, for parents to start a conversation with their kiddos, especially those younger kids, Linda.
Yes.
That because that's a hard one to have when they're like 6 and 7 years old and not fully understanding.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I want to thank you for coming in today. My guest, Linda Jarkey, she's a veteran educator, but also the co-author of the book, Sadie Sees Trouble. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Up next, so maybe you got a telescope for Christmas, maybe a loved one did, and now you're wondering, how in the world do I use this thing? We've got some help for you coming up. I'm Gemma Gaudette. You're listening to Idaho Matters.